This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend's show are Carlinville Mayor Deanna DiMuzio and Carlinville Public Works Director Tim Hacera. We are discussing today a topic we have brought up before on Around Macoupin County. It's concerning a regional water supply concept. And Tim, we discussed this, and last time we talked, we were waiting for things like engineering and things like that. But for the listener, if you could just talk about briefly a summary of the beginnings of this and what it really is, and then we'll go into where it is now.
To try to shorten this up somewhat, we started out originally exploring several different options to Carlinville's 50 to 60 year old water plant. The lake silting in, shortage of water, sustainability of the water supply, and there's been several hundred hours invested in this project locally and by the engineers that are working for Carlinville. What we've came down to as looks like the most viable option is to have what's called a regional concept. That regional concept was sorted through out of several other options. To further on with the regional concept, with other entities that are in neighboring counties, neighboring communities, Jerseyville, Fosterburg, Jerseyville Rural Water, there was we had to get to the point of a preliminary engineering report, a PER. That has been done. It was submitted to be looked over by state engineers. We've met with state and federal funding authorities in Carlinville and in Jacksonville. In the process, what's happened is we've had to step back, take some of the things out of the PER, and now it looks like we have our final draft. It was approved Monday night for the final draft to go to be turned in and submitted, and for the option of going with a regional concept to be furthered on. Next step will be the submittal of the PER to state authorities and to set up meetings with Jerseyville Rural Water, with the actual ad hoc water ad hoc committee. Then that is in the process. That's taken place now.
Now, I think from our original talks, the actual water, if this became reality, would be coming from areas by the Illinois River or somewhere like that. And that's why Jerseyville is within this concept as well, because they already are like getting water from this area.
That's correct. The assets that Jerseyville currently has is of great value to a project of this scope, in the essence that their wells are already sustained. They're there. They have the well field. They have the option of well field. The aquifer is plenty big enough to supply what the current scope of this project would be, is in million gallons per day. And some of the easements that they have in place now for their transmission main can run parallel transmission main. There are so many benefits to that. And that's a huge factor in helping this project along.
So if my understanding is right, as you said, engineering is in the completed state, and now it's more the funding state or putting the entities together?
The engineering, as far as the preliminary engineering report that has to be the fact-finding, the design, the criterias, all the players involved, their usages have to be submitted to state authorities and have an approval. Any water authority, any water supplier, community water supplier, whether it's a regional concept, whether it's a commission, whether it's municipal or whether it's private owned, all has criteria, all has certain legalities that have to be met both by state and federal authorities and agencies.
Where will this go? All right, we talked briefly about engineering. We talked about what's needed. Where does this go? What comes? How many more steps? We know it's not a fast process, but could you explain now where we're headed with this concept?
So to fast forward to today, the ideal steps would be from here on that we set meetings up. The Carlinville Ad Hoc Water set meetings up with Jerseyville, Jerseyville Rural Water, and Fosterburg, and make sure that as groups that everybody is actually in on the project and the commitments there, and the preliminary engineering report will be discussed, the findings of that, and it'll give everybody a base to go off of. That's where I see it going. So meeting, there'll be several meetings set up now with other community, the other involved communities to take the next step.
And then the financing question, because we had discussed that financing would be in the future. When would that come in? After action is taken by these four different entities?
The reality of the financing question is that it has been worked on already. It's being worked on continually, and it will be worked on. There's several state and federal agencies that are very interested, keeping their eyes and ears to this project. And simply because it is a regional concept, it opens the doors to a lot more funding than it was to be available to any entity as an individual. Any of the four that we're discussing. If Carlinville was to choose to go to their own private water source, rehab something, rebuild the plant, the state and federal dollars, the way it was explained to us in our council chambers, that would not be available to the capacity that they're available as a regional concept. And it's being very well supported, even at a level that's out of here and into Washington, at the regional concept.
So one person or one entity going away and thinking they could do it would be much harder for them to find it versus, say, the three that were left that were of the original?
And one thing, we did discuss this in the past, Rick, is that as a standalone, obviously there's different hoops to jump through than with the city of Carlinville. Once the entity would be formed, if there is an entity formed on this concept, at that point the entity would assume liability for payments for funding, not the city of Carlinville.
I just wanted to add and kind of echo what Tim's been saying, that since this is a regional concept that Washington and state and everyone has been looking at it. We have met with USDA, we've met with rural development, we've met with all the entities that we possibly can. About a month ago, I believe we... and correct me, Tim, if I'm wrong, Congressman Davis has been following this. He's been in our, he sat down with us about a month ago. Yep. And assured us that whatever help he can give us, he too likes the idea of the regional concept. So his aide has been very, very supportive in terms of after we've had a meeting, where to call, give him an update. He wants a constant update as to how this process is developing. The day that he met with us in the office, he was on his way to Jerseyville and was going to mention it to not only the mayor there, Billy Russell, but give his support to them also. So as of Monday night when we had our meeting to move this project forward, to have the engineer set up a time with Jerseyville, and at that time, once we get the date and time that we're going to be meeting with them, depending upon if it's in December or if Congress is in or out or whatever, I plan on getting a hold of Congressman Davis to maybe join us.
Public Works Director Tim Hacera, Mayor Deanna DiMuzio, thank you for joining us on this matter, and we'll update it in the future. You've been listening to Around Macoupin County, and you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.